Next patient is Richard Hansen. This is a consultation requested by Dr. Charlie Son. Reason for consultation: atrial fibrillation, evaluation for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation. History: patient is a 70-year-old male with a history of hypertension, atrial fibrillation period. Patient is completing a shortness of breath and dizziness associated with the atrial fibrillation period. Patient also has chest pain with the rapid ventricular rate period. The patient is referred to me for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation period. The patient also has history of coronary artery disease and a stent placed in the past period. Patient recent echocardiogram showed ejection fraction 43% period. Current medication: valsartan 160 mg daily, levothyroxine 25 microgram daily, meloxicam, allopurinol 100 mg daily, multivitamins, atorvastatin, aspirin period. Social history: no history of smoking, alcohol or drug use. Family history: no history of premature coronary artery disease or cardiac dysarrhythmia. Review system: in general, denial, recent weight gain, weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular, aspirin history, pulmonary, no history, pneumonia, COPD, abdominal history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, estimated no history, arthritis on examination, blood pressure 133 over 90, pulse is 90, respiration 16, weight is 235 pound. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally, heart is regular rate and rhythm, 1 hour 6, systolic murmur, higher than the sternum border, there is no gallop or up. Abdomen soft, normal, active, bowel sound estimated, no edema. Click emission number 1. Atrial fibrillation recommendation. Patient has atrial fibrillation and is quite symptomatic. Patient also has a cardiomyopathy, probably secondary to atrial fibrillation with rapid ventricular rate period. Discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation. Procedure is kind of benefit. Discuss with the patient. Possible risk include but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart period. Patient is also aware that success of the procedure is 70% to 80% and sometime need more than one procedure period. Please indicate period, Dr. Charlie Son. Okay.